the headline this morning from the Ottawa Citizen and several other papers, a study warning of dementia's ravages and urgently needing a strategy because of the baby boomers marching towards dementia.
Sorry, this is a study called Rising Tide, the Impact of Dementia on Canadian Society, released by the Alzheimer's Society of Canada, looking at what is going to happen in the future. Right now, there are 500,000 Canadians with Alzheimer's, and estimated to be 1.1 million in about 30 years from now. And so that obviously is going to place a huge impact on our healthcare system in terms of providing long-term care beds, the facilities and the expertise required to treat people with dementia. And so you're facing literally staggering amounts of social and economic costs in order to provide these care to people. It's estimated around $100 billion to $150 billion a year. And also by 2038, they're estimating about 250,000 cases of dementia per year because those boomers, as you mentioned, are going through that. And so governments have to prepare now in order to accommodate. There are other countries in the world that have done this to accommodate these changes. And really, we're falling behind in terms of the ability to do that. And, of course, the impact of this is a burden not only on the healthcare system, but on families as well to care for their loved ones who are experiencing the dementia. And one of the areas in terms of preventing is understanding that we have also a crisis in diabetes. That is, we know that there are tremendous increases in the number of people who are developing diabetes. And what we do know is that people who do develop diabetes have a sevenfold increase in developing Alzheimer's dementia. So it's not just a matter of Alzheimer's in and of itself. It's all the other things that we're seeing in our society with regards to the health problems that we see that are contributing to it. So if you can prevent diabetes, and we've talked about the ways of preventing that before, if you can prevent diabetes, you can go a long way in preventing Alzheimer's and other dementias, because with preventing diabetes, it means reducing your blood pressure, exercising, eating well. So all those things will go towards reducing that. But if we do nothing and we just stay on this track, you're going to see this kind of problem arrive without any plan on how to deal with it.